painting presentation by the Ministry of Women, Children and People with Disability in relate to the legislative proposal that we dealt with somewhere last year, coming from Honorable Mentor, which intend to amend the Act Number 39 of 1996, which dealt with the Gender Commission, Gender Equality Commission, for example. You would recall that the third honorable member mentor who sponsored the proposal had some, of course, substantive issues that she raises to amend that particular act. I think Jesse will be doing that, realizing that it has been before us for quite some time. But the intention is, after they have briefed us, we should then deliberate on ourselves and arrive at determination of whether we allow or not allow the third proposal to be sponsored by the third member. Without waste of time, I thought I should in this remark speak about things that we are expected to do, which among other things it is the issue of official passport. There is a note that saying all members of parliament, regardless of whether there is a study tour for a committee or not, we should all acquire official passport. I'm sure if that was not yet been attended to by honorable members, you need to take that into consideration. There will be further explanation by the secretary after this in relate to that, because there are some forms that if you haven't yet acquired that official passport, you need therefore to be considering applying. Secondly, we schedule the meeting to receive presentation from both Honorable Delile and Honorable Self on the 2nd of March 2010. And our initial planning was for 10 o'clock in the morning, but there is a communique that has been circulated that there will be a multi-party women's caucus in that particular date, which is scheduled from 12 o'clock to somewhere around 1. Therefore, it then obliged us that in whatever business, by 12 we should have been done. Looking at the scope of the work that we may face with, because we'll be expecting the two honorable members to make presentations and followed by the stakeholders. In that regard, the presidency, the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Development, the Standing Committee on Justice Review, Constitutional Review Committee. So you may then immediately understand that we may not be able to do sufficient work within that particular period before the Women Caucus. Mm. Therefore, we resorted that our meeting will start immediately after the sitting, that it will be at 3:45, hoping to run up until the latest 5:30, if not 6. But we will just try and see if we cannot, maneuver all that. And finally, it is a report about the study tour that we have explored alternative poster, and in this regard, UK responded favorably to say they may be willing to host us. The only snag it will be, it may not be in the time that we thought we will be. It will be around the end of the month of March, which we are thinking to give it a thought and do everything in our disposal. But over and above that, Malawi have given us a surety that in case you have hit the rock in everywhere, even in a short space of time, we are available for you to come and meet us. So therefore, we have got these backups that are in our disposal. We will continue doing the final touch-up and communicate with ourselves in due course. This concludes the announcement that I wanted to do when I'm doing my welcome remarks. You are welcome, people from women and children and people with disabilities. I'm sure our secretariat have communicated to you the areas that we wanted you to take us through. We did receive some presentations by the sponsor and some other stakeholders, including Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, Human Rights Commission, can't recall other people, and the Portfolio Committee also, Justice and yeah. So it did not by that time came into our mind that you are now becoming part of the stakeholders as a new baby in the key. And we then, instead of arriving at determination, we said, I can't, I can't. We should then allow you an opportunity to come and to talk to the, particularly the gender equality act proposal that is there. I think one of the reasons why, Honourable Member, we insisted on that has been confirmed by the Constitutional Development Minister, Minister Khatebe, whom said somewhere around the 1st of June, July last year, the President redirected the mandate of that particular act to the women and children with women, children, and people with disability. Therefore, they are therefore the custodian of that particular piece of legislation. They are the right people. We did indeed took a correct decision by not finalizing the matter before they make a presentation. So I'm sure that in our midst today, they will be able to take us through very shortly, quickly into that. Apologies that we have received a very, very long. There is an entry from ANC, Into ANC, Tala, ANC, Mlevati, Draya, Pretoria, Kalian, Adam, Ambrosin, and Smith. So, it's a very long list of apologies. But nonetheless, we will be able to discharge our work. We are not going to consider 3 and 4 in the presence of the department. We will then straight away allow them an opportunity to take us through. then we'll do the rest of the things together. I'm going to invite the representative of the department, of course. That extreme side is Honorable Fisher, followed by Honorable Ndata, followed by Honorable Sosibo, followed by Mchun. And my name is Setamara Watuja, Padraja, our secretary, Salom Meso, our researcher. Yeah. The language and the list and the interval, the backup secretary. Thank you very much. And then we have got a backup from the legal unit next to you. Just tell them your name. So these are the people. I was doing that because, and then we have got our stakeholder serving the public at his best from the PMG. They are very interested stakeholder into the work of Parliament, but more importantly, the work of this committee. So you will also introduce yourself as you are taking us. Okay. Yeah, take us through.
Yes, we received this piece of legislation and then we had to do a consultative process and then we consulted with the Commission on Gender Equality and then in our consultation then we decided that as the ministry we are not going to make a specific legislation because we do agree with them in terms of dealing with this particular matter. So we will, at this point we'll use the CGE presentation as part and parcel of our presentation, but we'll still continue to consult further on this particular matter. Because I think we must also bear in mind this is not a local matter, this is not a national matter, it's an international matter, so which means a broader consultation. And as a country, we are a sovereign country, and then it also countries are sovereign. So that is why we felt that the CGE proposed amendments to this effect are relevant. I think I will give it to my colleague to make some additions. And then further to that, I will give it to the CGE to sum up.
Thank you very much, Chair, honorable members. I think that without going too much into detail, I mean, this detail is detail, but all ground that would have been covered in earlier you know, presentation. First, I think it's quite important to underscore the point that we firmly support the intention, spirit, and the purpose of the amendment. So I think at that level, there is no problem whatsoever. I think the problems that have arisen, or rather the concerns that have arisen, are around some of the nuances that have been raised, and you would see those the nuances that have been raised either in the submissions by the CGE, which, you know, as we have said, also covers basically the concerns that we have as a ministry, or some of the, you know, concerns that have arisen from the Human Rights Commission. That is what has chaired and necessitated us to have a much more consolidated, you know, try and resolve some of these issues, and just briefly to go through what some of these issues are. One is the application of the act outside, you know, our jurisdiction. The issue there and has been stated before was how do we ensure that if we make this legislation applicable extrajudicially,
mm-hmm.
we would have a way of making sure that it's enforceable, given that, you know, all countries are sovereign countries, and therefore, you know they've got separate jurisdiction. Only on certain matters do you have, you know, mutual agreements in place.
Mm-hmm.
If South Africa is a particular mutual agreement or bilateral agreement with country X, then you can bring certain matters into enforcement. That is the first point, and I think I would want to agree if I draw you to the conclusion of the presentation, for instance, of the Human Rights Commission. I think they sum up the from page 8, check. I think they sum up the concerns that we have quite eloquently. If I may just quickly read with your permission. The proposed amendment to the HRC Act raises a number of fascinating yet important legal issues which require further discussion, consideration. It is thus premature at this stage with the information at hand for the Commission to be in a position to come to a policy decision on the matter. That having said that, it does not, you know, negate the essential point you've made, that we are in support of the letter, the spirit, and the purpose. But I think that what we need, and probably what we're going to beg indulgence for in the committee through you, Chair, is that we need more time to, so that when we come back to the committee, we don't present this problem.
Mm-hmm.
But we would have, together with all the stakeholders, resolve the problems that are coming up. For instance, even assisted to define some of the issues when we're talking about the international tribunal. Which international tribunal are we envisaging that we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All the issues that have been raised as a result of the proposed amendment, so that when we come probably with a consolidated position that's going to take on board the concerns of the CGE, the concerns of the Human Rights Commission, and all the concerns, so that we can actually, I think, I look at it as a process of building more meat to the bill to make it sound legal. So it's not a problem of whether or not it's going to go. It's going to go. That's definitely our view. But the issue is about, you know, looking at the gaps and actually strengthening those gaps and being able to present it to the committee with all those gaps being filled up, so that we have a bill that is going to be legally sound, that everybody is going to be able to support. So in a nutshell, Chair, that's where we are in our consultative process. We are waiting for, you know, the attendance of some of these stakeholders to also brief us, so that we can consolidate our position and present a coherent position on the issues that we've spoken about, so that we can resolve them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Honourable Chair, honourable members, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the opportunity to address this wonderful committee. As we indicated last year, the PG is not opposed to the proposed amendment, and as my learned colleague has explained here, there are certain aspects that create a problem for us to actually give effect to the extended mandate that the honourable member has proposed. But his proposal is basically to expand the mandate of the CGE to give it powers and functions that extend into foreign sovereign territory. And as the legal advisor has explained, that's the biggest problem. Number one, problem with legal compliance. And the very, very pertinent problem that arises is that if we have to deal with matters in foreign territory, the CGE does not have any legal power, you know, that it can rely on to request compliance or cooperation in those foreign jurisdictions. That's the first big problem. And the second problem is that if you have to affirm the rights of our citizens in foreign jurisdictions, it costs a tremendous amount of money, right? Because you are working in dollars and pounds and different currencies.
Then thirdly, in which foreign jurisdictions are we going to exert our influence or work to affirm the rights of our citizens? You see, the world is a huge place. So you need to have relationships, you need to have agreements, and you need to have common understanding to be able to stretch so far. So these are some of the finer points that need to be considered. And we've discussed this with the ministry, which has the, which has extended a hand of friendship, cooperation, to discuss the issues and work together. And the proposal that we establish a working cooperative committee to take this matter forward, I think is a wonderful, satisfactory, and an appropriate response to this. But it really needs to be discussed, to be refined, to be, worked out in such a manner that it's sound in law, because intention is excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any question for clarification? Maybe from the department, are you saying the same way you are? You are exploring further amendments than this. What is it that can raise my problem? Is it my understanding correct?
Your understanding is correct, Honorable Chair, but only in so far as you are saying we exploring further amendments that will, beef up the amendment as proposed. We're not exploring. Let me just, state this clearly. We're not exploring a departure from the letter, the spirit of the current amendment. But what we're looking at when I say further amendment is to say we're looking at ways of refining the amendment as it is, through our proposal, of course, that will take into cognizance all the issues that have been raised that were problematizing, the amendment as it stands. So it's not so much about deviating from the spirit and the purport of the legislation or the proposed amendment, rather than it is to look at the lacuna or the gaps that are there and actually beef them up. So that's what we are. And as the my learned colleague has indicated, what we're doing is a much more joint effort, so that what HSRC says speaks to what the CGE is saying, speaks to what the ministry is saying, that when we present ultimately whatever, comprehensive proposal, it will take that into consideration.
This issue is not an international one, not only national. I still bring to consult with other countries, foreign countries, with regard to this. And after consulting them, then come back to the existing folders here, like CDC, human rights, Netflix, and going to get where there are talks thereafter, then finalize this proposal. So that's what you're saying.
Honorable member, to the honorable chair. You are absolutely correct, because this is what the proposed amendment seeks to bring about. One of the things it requires expressly is to have this relationship with other similar or like-minded organizations and instruments in the foreign jurisdictions. So of course, you are perfectly correct. That exercise needs to be carried out to find out what organizations exist that's similar to us in those foreign territories that we're going to maybe work with, and to what extent they can cooperate with us. So that will be a necessary exercise. So once we know what kind of relationship can be established and to what extent they can assist maybe the CGE and the Ministry and the Human Rights Commission, then we'll be able to maybe put provisions into the Act, that will be in line with those agreements and cooperative arrangements.
How long how much time do you want to have for you to help him not coming up with whatever you want him to bring to the attention of others? I guess, I would imagine that for you to have effective and efficient budget system, you need to have been planning. I now know that this particular pillar is a piece of transportation in and outside the public sector. But this particular time will be consolidating or finding something presented in draft. I don't know how much.
We can say in the continent in Africa, we can take plus minus 2 months, but globally it can take up to 6 months, because we need to be realistic in dealing with business, and at the same time we need not to be wishy-washy. I think the city in the market has a lot of
problems. I'm asking what thing of time, but if the committee is going to agree with that, you are the first to bring the amendment. We should have, you know, an idea of what time are we talking. We cannot just shouting the bush, how much time we should be, you know, expecting. Can I then imagine that let's draw a line. 6 months can actually give you, you know, sufficient time, you know. 30%.
Finally, can we discuss how it's going to be closed? How it's going to be closed?
I'm sure this will look everywhere. The proposed amendment by the Honorable Member to serve, there will be no financial implications. But changing from what is happening, there's no way you can do that. Do you have an idea of what cost will be?
See, I think allow me with your permission to take that as one of our homework, if you would indulge me, to say that we will actually, as part and parcel of what we would do, you know, in the run up to the period, we would actually cost, you know, the bill, because it's beyond just costing the preparatory work in that we'll be putting into the draft, but the application of the bill itself.
In a general form, we are saying there will be no way that we can do that without cost.
There would be cost implications.
There
would be. But I think we deserve. We
may not necessarily say trade and foreign, but we wanted to know whether you are changing, messaging, you know, commitment of resources for your trade and practical conclusion of the matter.
Yes, Chair. In fact, I think we deserve to give you much more than that. That's why I'm committing to that, to say we should also be able to just give you a sense. It won't be the exact runs and cents, as you are saying, of what is it going to cost, particularly the application of it. You know, to be able to give members a sense of if we go this route, particularly with the extra judicial application, that is the foreign judicial application, this is what it's going to take for us to be able to claim or to affirm rights of citizens outside and so on. It's something that we should be able to have, even if it's not the exact runs and cents. So we'll be able to give that. But certainly, there would be a cost involved in it, both in the preparatory work as well as the actual application of the act. It will help.
Anything from that? Can we revisit them? Thank you very much. Thank you for making this presentation. Your speaker has been a better position. We've been able then to arrive at the committee with a balance of fair understanding of the public sector required to be from the public. And we wish you all the best in your endeavor to create a better future for South Africa. Thank you for telling us and taking this in front of you. You are then.
I think
you have that.
Thank you very much, Chair Malbongo.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and members.
Now we are joining the my reading, members, from the Gender Equality Act, number 39 of
1996.
Yeah. The gender equality.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying if we took the presentation of the Commission on Gender Equality and as they've repeated themselves today here, mm-hmm. that day and today, and recall what our sister committee on women and children have said in their remarks that day, it tells me that one way or another there is a lot of work that needs to be done. It might be overburdening an individual honorable member to say she should then continue sponsoring this particular proposal. The proposal, in my own understanding, required enormous resources and capacity. Maybe that's my overview on the matter. But I would still be wait to be driven by yourself. Let's start with the very same one that just to refresh our mind as to what do we do there. Is there anything from the legal perspective that you wanted to throw to us for consideration?
No.
Not up to now.
No.
Anything, members?
I think the question we have to give them some time at least for
because we're waiting for them, then they need enough time. To do the consultation and to the stakeholders and to get. And I think we have to give them that period of time to say the baby for 6 months. I think there's a lot of work that they're going to do to come up with it.
A proposal here to say, let's favor the department to sponsor the proposed amendment looking into facts that have already been raised by Honorable Sosibu. Second to that proposal. There you go. Any contrary view? Nothing. So it means we will then draw a resolution in that regard that will send to the speaker to say after considerations of presentation by the honorable member who sponsored the proposed amendment, honorable mentor, and listen to stakeholders including the Department of Women, Children, and the people with disabilities. We have arrived at a determination that let's not allow the member to continue with the amendment rather favor to allow the department, since there is a huge work that needs to be considered in arriving at it. I'm sure we will on our resolution indicate that the issue of compelling international recognition of our domestic laws, it requires some international relations that will, you know, make effect of that particular amendment that we're talking about. We cannot do it in isolation of other, you know, communities that are around our community, because that it will be, we're just talking to ourselves while we're talking about something that have got a global impact on other people. So I think that it will be, you know, our own, you know, determination into our resolution. However, a summary that will go into the House, it will be just, you know, it's just a, I'm not sure whether the legal unit understood it, because when you send to the House, you just said allowed, not allowed. You don't even, you know, given an opportunity to give reasons, but we will attach, you know, this comprehensive understanding of why we have arrived at this particular determination. Okay? Moving to the second one, the Human Rights Commission. Any input on the Human Rights Commission? I'm sure there is a submission that came from the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, Minister Khater, in which he was trying to give some input. Are you hearing something, Colin? And it is the letter that also confirmed that on the 1st of July 2009, the one that we have dealt with now has been referred to the other side. And this particular letter from the minister also make reference to the commission that was constituted, or a task team that was constituted by Parliament, led by Professor Kadasma, to look into Section 9 area. And then there are some summary. The summary of the things that were captured by the minister. Is there any understanding that you wanted to reflect on, Honorable Member? Or from the legal unit, anything on that?
I don't have the
document. You don't even have the document. It's even dangerous now.
I'm sorry,
it's not okay.
Is this the document of the
It is not far from the same one. Come again.
I can't read. I broken.
Oh.
I'm not going to
okay.
Broken expectations.
Oh, my apologies and my sympathy for that.
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding, Honorable Members, is taking into consideration the work that was done by the ad hoc committee led by Professor Kadasma, it tells you that not only this small part that you can pick it up and say, let's amend, and you then said you have done enough work. It is more or less the same as this one that we are talking about, because it needs enormous, you know, resource, both human and material, to make sure that you arrive at a comprehensive, you know, amendment that will create a meaningful, you know, impact into our life. I'm not sure, but my feeling when I'm going through all the submissions and that are saying to me that's the issue. I'm not sure of yourself.
Which name for Professor Atman referred to the chapter 9 institutions just to protect them all.
I'm sure the report went to an extent of calling on abolishing some of these chapter 9, you know, institutions. In some instance, calling for amalgamating them into one rather than that. Therefore, for you to single this at this point in time where we are, it might be seen as if we are becoming retrospective, you know, progressive way, instead of being progressive in our work as we are doing. I will favor that. Let's communicate with the department that would want to give them a sufficient time, and then they do a comprehensive work on this thing, and then they come back to us without, at this particular time, saying we don't deny, we don't accept, but we feel we still want to get a comprehensive submission by the department in this particular area. Because unlike the agenda, they are very clear. They've determined what exactly do they want. This one, they spoke of, yes, they agreed, they are supposed, we need to consider amendment, but they did not come clear as this one came. It's still shallow.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a focal point that they are looking into it, and they are not prioritizing it. So because they failure to prioritize, it may then mean we will throw it into Honorable Mentor's hands, and then I don't think she will be able to have all this muscle that I'm talking about alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wanted your advice. What do we do then?
Let's get
some
legal
point of view. Because she has just seen the ones and the submission. I haven't seen the arriving with when she came. Maybe we can say we will then also acquire the advice when we arrive at the final determination. But like I'm saying, we will need the department to give us a systematic approach of what do they want to do, and then allowing the legal unit to consider all this and make submissions to us in advising us what to do. Okay. Then can we agree that we leave it there?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We will, of course, in the next meeting, then get to the final determination. But for now, we will get to the opinion from the legal union. That concludes item 6. So we can then go into the issue of minutes. Anything on the minutes? As we are, you know, when Babra gave you all these lots of papers, she deliberately wanted to confuse you, because once they become thousands, are you sure? Maru. Oh, by the way, it's a regular matter. She sent this minute.
Sorry, and my apologies. The committee assistant, that she had after revised the It's just if the chair person's editing transit on the copies of the time.
They're not there.
The fact that it affects the constitution of specifically section 84, the pre-chance. The rest of editing wise, it didn't affect the content.
So it means if you have got the draft, the minutes that were sent to you, changes that were effected after I went through, it was dropped into that substantive that we can argue that the minutes are not. So if you have. Is there anything that you wanted to dispute that were not part of the deliberation?
No.
Page 1 deals with the agenda and then the attendance register. Page 2, attendance register, apologies, guests. Welcome, tabling of the legislative proposal of Honorable South and Delhi. Anything on that it does not tell the truth?
No.
Page 3, deliberation on how the process was with the legislative proposal of Honorable Pretoria should be followed. Adoption of the minutes of the 17th, matters emanating from adopted minutes. Anything there?
No.
Okay. Viability of the proposed study tour on page 4. Anything?
No.
And the last page 5. Consideration of the proposed committee program for the first term of parliament. There you go. Any mover for adoption of the minutes? There you go, seconder. Thank you very much. So we will then regard this as the true reflections of our proceeding on the 16th December, February 2010. At the beginning, of course, touched part of matters arising. Honorable Speaker, thank you. So you are suggesting that I should repeat what I was saying? Okay. So thanks. I was saying the United Kingdom have considered our tour to them. The only difference is they are then saying the last week of March, and when we went through looking at that, the last week of March, it began on the 29th of March, which we then said if we were to leave either on Saturday night, arrive on Sunday morning, have a breath of a day of Sunday, and then sleep there, woke up fresh on the 29th, then meet with the committee on the 29th and on the 30th, respectively, with whoever stakeholder that may be helpful to us, then we'll conclude our work with a view that because we'll be approaching our recess and constituency period work, would prefer that either by the first, second we arrive back in South Africa and continue our life. The second one is about Malawi. Malawi said, no, you are our brothers and sisters. If all these people that are giving you a problem, any time tell us, we'll accommodate them. So where we are now, they are considering to work on the UK, but if anything in between fails, then Malawi will be our next talk. Because we were considering the whole of that chunk of the list and then trying to run around who else can we get. Okay.
What will be doing that for a day or two only?
For
if we go to UK.
It will be meeting with the parliament will be available for almost 2 days. We haven't yet considered programming stakeholders. Maybe that might be something that you may look into. What are the stakeholders, you know, interested in this, and then just to meet with one or two, maybe a day, half a day or so.
That's what I was going to propose, that we have the students think they're going to go for a day to give the secretary and the researcher to see exactly what are the things and develop
a
program.
They should work as a team and then make sure that they identify area of concern and then work up.
Because to say this is what we have identified, or this is what we have found in our research, this is what we think we need to change, this can be benefit from, and then develop the program.
I think it's in order. When we finally arrive at that determination, we should be able to circulate an itinerary with you know, all time programmed and everything, including if there will be party, we will set a party.
Honorable
Speaker.
Generally, what happens is that you are allowed to bring for foreign things in your program.
Yeah.
You have not come up with that. So, can you say the matter of this important area?
So what into that consideration that you take care of nearly everybody?
I think it should be on the first day. Because what I feel like in the international is that I undertook when the actual work has to start, members are already tired.
We can't start anything. So I'm sure we should prioritize our work. By the time we feel energetic, it should be dedicated to our real work. Okay. Any other on the minutes we have dealt with the issue of study talk. I'm sure the rest are straightforward.
Yeah.
Okay. So we will be meeting again on the second at 3:45. The venue will still be communicated accordingly. Anytime. Because, you see, one of the challenges that we are sitting with, I'm sure you have seen a circular coming from House Chairperson, Honorable Vasela, talking about committees who then resorted to the initial days of sitting. And it has got a very on us. While we have drawn our program, the approval was then being affected by that communique, which I'm still seeking to get an audience with him, but we did not decide to resort for Tuesday out of nothing. We had reasons which we still believe that valid those reasons. So once you then said we should sit on Friday, it means you are saying we should not ever sit. because we have seen an experience on Friday that our first three intended meetings while we were still using Friday, neither of them succeeded. So we can't just do something that we have got an experience. But I guess it's part of what I'm still discussing with him. So.
In the past, I expect it's been Friday, we do have these two, the co-op and the CRC, also
those
two. We are struggling to get members to attend. It's so difficult. It's so difficult. We can't, as this committee cannot longer go to the Friday, we mustn't think of a Friday at all. We have to meet because, truly speaking, members are, whenever, majority of members, whenever you talk of this committee, you say, no, I'm going to my priority committee. Oh, is this not a priority? No, there is another one that is a priority. Then that it's better for us as we are sitting on the Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's far better.
But I think.
Take this Tuesday, I don't think we'll get any member anymore.
Honorable Sosibo, while I appreciate this input, the honors of turning the committee into becoming an interest rested with us. I'm sure if you recall from the strategic plan that we have agreed on, we made a systematic intention of turning around the way in which people have been doing the committee. And then you can see that despite that we are receiving sufficient, amendment proposal from honorable members, even as we are becoming innovative, because we are talking about creating an act that was not there. We are going to look at amending the rules, the current rules, to change us from being called special petition into a petition, because the reason why we want to be called a petition is we want to assist and play a significant role in dealing with the challenges of this country, not leaving government alone while parliament has got a responsibility to make sure that it always becomes the mouth of our own people. Our constituents, the people who voted us, are the people who are not happy on the ground. What parliament is doing, it's supposed to be the baby of this particular committee. Therefore, we need to turn it, and then everybody see that this committee is not what it has been in the past 15 years. It has got a lot of work. It should change the life of our people. It should change the faith and the confidence that people have in parliament. As we are talking now, we seem to have seen the straight, portfolio committees as the only, success stories that have, because they are dealing with budgets and all of you. But we are dealing with the welfare, the well-being of mankind in the country. To say, are we seeing Parliament providing the very same thing that the Constitution said should provide? The answer is no. That is the reason why people are moving, burning, and killing, and doing all this. It's because Parliament is not vibrant. It's not available to become an option when people need an intervention of some sort. Therefore, this committee wanted to reclaim and occupy the rightful position. And if we can manage to do that, all of them those that have been saying, my priority committee, it was based on the history of the committee.
Yes.
Once the committee, it has been, re-energized and redefined itself, all of them, you'll see them, they will privatize it. Because we will be, that it will be the time that we will be sitting nearly every day, having to listen to petitions coming from committees. For now, communities. For now, we don't have them because we wanted a special to say this person said, may not, as a person, I've been trying to apply for grants. I don't get grants. They don't see the importance of doing that. They can call any member of parliament alone and said, help me, and that member helps. He cannot. That person cannot drive all the way from Kunu in Eastern Cape, coming here to say, Parliament, I'm fighting to get my ID, I don't get.
Mm.
But when the community said, we are waiting for this service, municipality failed us, our province failed us, the minister failed us, what next? Then Parliament should call all of them, sit here and say, why are you failing people in terms of the mandate of the constitution? And you give them direction, you give them cut off date to say, by this particular date, you should have been having this impact that have been seen and then measured by our community. Then you will see the changes in the work of the community.
I agree 100% with you. For the past 15 years, this committee was not known to other members here in Germany. And this committee was sitting maybe once a month or 2 months. Then people didn't know anything about this committee. That's why no one is having an interest. But if we can do what you are saying, surely maybe people will have an interest in this committee.
To tell you the truth, we are going to be the second from scope of this committee. If we are going to do exactly what I'm saying, we are going to be the second from scope, which will even say Parliament should consider to say all members of this committee cannot be members of other committees. I'm telling you, that's the work that we are leading towards. You are not going to be allowed to be a member of other committees, because you will be required to sit almost Tuesday up until Thursday, every day, dealing with the issues that challenge the country. You get my point?
But the other thing,
the best place to market the committee is the caucus. During the caucus, you ask and request so that you can just get the issues to get this briefing for the community.
I'm sure we can look at that when we are in the caucus, the study group. We can look at it and how do we want to find a way into that slot that you are talking about. But generally, that's
another thing that I think is important for the purpose is to, as you say, to make at this committee, to ensure that the public is out there.
Research unit is owing up. By now, you should have been given.
The community should be knowing that if we have this instead of a daily tires, instead of doing this, what legislation can we interrogate that in? And how do we then get this to Parliament? That's what we should be doing. Take this to the community so they.
Salome, can you brief us? How far have you gone on that?
Thank you, Chairperson. Honourable members, on that note, we just waiting to get the indication from the media services, because they, when we had a discussion with them, they had a proposal that we had. We were told that the Parliament program will not allow us to actually have a standalone program for the community. And then when we actually remember that if they can actually come into a meeting to brief all members so that they can understand the views of the members and where the proposal came from, because the argument was that we cannot have a program, a standalone program just for this committee. The programs that they have with the radio stations and all the agreements that they have, up to so far they've taken the community to a certain level. I remember even arguing with the lady saying, I've never heard of a specific position being dealt with. And she said, well, you don't really listen enough, because they do speak about positions, they do speak about programs, they do speak about how people can get involved in Parliament. And that's when we said, no, then what we require is that if they can actually come and give us a briefing and also show us as a committee as to how far they've gone, can they really give us proof that this is what the work that we've done around the petition committee, then we can be able to take it from there. Because they were saying the proposal that we're making, we're actually taking the listeners back, and they've already had a relationship and they've gone to the petition with the listeners. And so I will just make follow-up with them so we can ensure that they can be invited to a meeting as well, and they can actually take us through the whole process of how far they've gone, and then we can maybe go ahead to the proposal for the day.
And they could tell us the listenership that they have reached.
Because that's one thing I also requested from her. Just making, at least give me something that you have, a file or something that I can read to you, to say this is what you've got, and I was told the documents that you want can fill the room, because we're speaking of files and files and files. But I said, yes, that's what we want, all the archives that you have, so that we can actually say, based on this information, we cannot go ahead with the proposal as planned. So I will just make follow up on that and get them to choose a plan on the way.
So I'm sure the other thing that we should do is to make sure that we also prioritize in the second term a domestic talk. based on the three provinces that we said that do have a petition act that we are going to explore. So that we take one of them, meet with them, and it should be based on the success of that particular province in terms of that petition, their performance and so on. We'll have to sit down with them and then get how do they reach the constituency, the province, how did it become part of, you know, the process of public participation in relation to challenges faced communities, how did they make them to be, you know, that success, and then check other things that will be requiring from them. So that when we finally forward the draft bill, it should be informed by sufficient work done on the ground, unlike some sacking and within a space of 3 months saying already we wanted to infect an amendment. You know, once you see an amendment being proposed within a short space of time, it tells you that that piece of legislation was not thoroughly, considered. We did it because we were trying to impress other people. We were trying to say to other people we know what we are doing. However, we did not apply our mind accordingly. Okay. I think this nearly moved towards concluding our business. If you are comfortable. Anything? Thank you very much.
I propose to the capital.
Oh, thank you. We thank you for making yourself available to this meeting. I'm sure you have seen that today's meeting also had some sort of challenges. But thanks for managing to be available in all this. So we'll meet again on Tuesday next week at that time that has been set. The necessary information will be followed, and I guess Honorable Sosibo, you will be hands-on in trying to find the logistical arrangement for transfer for members in that particular time, that we don't get disrupted by issue of transport. Members said, no, my bus is leaving, I can't sit here, you get it? So we need to look at all those things. If it means the Secretariat to help, let it be the case. But thank you once again, and the meeting stands right here.
Thank you.
Me too. Okay. I'm going to talk. Girls, we will talk. I'm not
Do you have a space pick of everything for me? Pardon? Do you have a space pick of everything for me? I gave you one. Yes, I have. But when I get back to the office, I've got a photocopy of all of that. So I've got a space pick that I can take one. I've got to take one home with me to work, back, write my report, and have one in the office for their record. If you don't need this, there was this last one from
the. It was just for the members. It was just for the members.
Yes. There was that last one from that Mr. Sodebi from the. What's the name? Not the minister, that doesn't matter. But what is it?
The last one I gave was just for the members. It was not meant for the public.
Oh, but I've got a report on it.
What do you mean you've got the report on it?
What legislation that you're reflecting on this proposal?
The last document I gave was only.
Yes, but
our
we didn't have it.
The lady next to me. Sorry, this was only
this
morning because the
chief
is
an unsure. Oh, no, that's fine. Is this the one from that one where he's...
It is your thing, that's exactly what I'm telling you now.
No, this is what I... Yes, but what I'm saying, was it for members only?
Oh, well, the chairperson asked me to circulate it to the members this morning. I saw it this morning, so that's why
what I'm saying is it can't go on the internet as part of the report.
No, this is a letter addressed specifically to the chairperson.
So that is that one. What one is this? That's the one I'm talking about. Okay, that's the one that mustn't go on. Thank you very much.
Anything that's specifically addressed to the chairperson.
Okay. Nor did the legal lady next to me.
She's the legal advisor. She's not an outsider. She's the legal advisor.
No, not Salami, the little lady that was there instead of Kadesh.
Yeah, she's the legal advisor.
She's the legal advisor of the committee.
She's the committee.
Yeah, she didn't get one.
I gave her one, as I said.
Oh, I beg your pardon. You got wrong. Okay, so now what can I have that I don't have to buy the copy?
Give it to all that you did it. I'm not sure what else.
Okay, but
I don't want.
Basically, what I'm trying to explain is I have got everything, but because when I get back to the office, I have to photocopy it all. If there are spare copies, can I please have a spare copy to save me photocopying when I get back to the office? If they still. Thank you. That's what I'm doing. Thank you, Barbara. So, that one. That PMG has got that one, but I didn't get that one, so I don't know. And there was this other one. And this one. And then marked in the sheet, and the CDE, and the Commission on Gender Equality. Is that one? What is it? 39 of 1956. I don't think I got that one. Yes, I have. I think you didn't. I don't need an agenda. And I've got that one, 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 and I've got all. Thank you very much.